Podcast with Giovanni Linaio, Ross Bryant, John Hartman, and I'm your host, Chris Grace. Welcome back. As usual, we have the amazing Dan Wessels on keys. Oh, and Eric Calver on drums. Oh, feeling tropical. We're recording this at the beachside with tin drums all around. Painting the picture, you guys. That's it. We were playing around with weird patches before on the drums. Can I hear one of those? Exactly. No, there was the one that sounds like people's voices.
Down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to ask you guys, a recent development in the world of singing is the Barbershop Harmony Society recently now allows women to join.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's 2018.
It seems right.
We've been waiting and waiting.
Well,
finally.
I mean, literally until this year, you could not join the Barbershop Harmony Society if you were not a man.
What?
There's a group called the Sweet Adelines that's for women only. But now everybody can do barbershop.
That's great.
I mean,
what is that society? What are they? How do they have jurisdiction over this?
Yeah. Oh, they enforce it fiercely with weapons. No, it's just like the if you go on YouTube, you look for barbershop videos. They're all like
as you do.
As I fall into a rabbit hole every couple months of like watching a lot of barbershop videos.
Really?
I do.
What?
Now a cappella is one thing, but in barbershop, are they doing like barbershopized versions of like contemporary songs?
They do sometimes. They also do a lot of like classics as well. The thing that like always leads me into it is
Camptown Races type stuff.
Yeah, basically. The thing that always gets me into the rabbit hole is there is a group called the Ringmasters that is Nordic in some way. Like they might be from Finland or something like that. And they have a version of a medley of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney musical. That is the most stunning singing. I will make you guys listen to it after we finish recording.
And this is barbershop, not a cappella.
It's barbershop. And okay. The four guys, they do a version of that music from that musical that is so good. And then what happens is I chase other videos looking for something as good as that and never find it.
I'm just blown away.
I'm
that
edging
barbershop
to these
is
videos
still happening. I like I rolled my eyes because I was like, oh, they let women into a thing that's not happening anymore. But it apparently it's still happening. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's still happening. It's very male. It's very, very white. It's very, very corny. In
yeah,
terms
good
of
thing improv's not like that, guys.
Hey, we have a diverse cast today.
We do. I would say that the community is catching up to the culture.
Well, yes. That's exactly. So like improv compared to barbershop, improv is like, you know, a very
melting pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, a melting pot in comparison to barbershop.
I mean, I think most diversity committees are probably looking for that as a standard. Yes. You know, hiring practices are like, do we have more racial diversity than a typical barbershop? So I just thought I'd update you guys because it's important. The other singing worlds, you know, keep up with it. I will recommend the Ringmasters, Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And are they all like candy stripe and like straw boatered up?
Sometimes they are. Unfortunately, they all have they do weird. And if anyone out there is a barbershop participant, I would just like you to explain to me why your faces have to look so weird when you sing.
Wow, I don't know enough about
what's
me.
What's describe if you can barbershop face.
So they clearly have been. There's clearly an attempt to sound bright mm-hmm. in the mask when they sing. Mm. So they're very like. They are very smiley.
For the listeners at home, Chris is making the most maniacal.
He's doing wild
face.
Eyes.
I can't even make eyes as wild as like the way these guys sing. And future women. That's going to be the very strange
that
thing.
Glass ceiling is going to break, and even women can look like they're undergoing a psychotic break while singing.
The thing is, they sound great. And the other thing is that they have very corny senses of humor. So they do a lot of like, you know, they do a lot of like in jokes in the barbershop community that are very cringe worthy. But I still recommend the Ringmasters. And I think it's because they're not American, the four guys in the Ringmasters. So they sort of like picked up the genre without the same attendant like corn pone corniness of it. So they sound great. So now I'm going to play a clip of them for the next 40 minutes, and we'll see you next week. No, actually, we're going to jump right into a musical. Yeah.
Pause the podcast, Google the Ringmasters.
Ringmasters Hunchback of Notre Dame, and then come back here. And we're about to improvise a musical for you based on a suggestion from Leslie Simons. Leslie Simons. And the suggestion is Mean Grills.
Mean Grills.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Wants Candy is proud to present the opening and sadly the closing night of Mean Grills, the musical.
Did you hear what she's bringing to the BBQ this weekend?
Oh, tell me.
Her potato salad again.
Oh, wow. I'd like to say that I'm surprised that she's bringing potato salad, but it's been done to death.
Oh my gosh, she put so much mayonnaise into that thing. It's like it's more mayonnaise than potato.
It's mayonnaise salad with a side of potatoes in it.
In our neighborhood, BBQs, you're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
And she is a tryhard. I'm just going to say it.
You know why? Because the secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce is gossip. Yeah. The secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce. It's gossip, uh-huh.
Oh yeah, don't you know, I got some buns on the grill getting toasted. But if you're from outside and come here, well, you're the one who's gonna get roasted. Oh, don't you know, that's what we came to do. We're a bunch of girls who put the queen bee in BBQ.
Yeah, cause the secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce.
What is
it's gossip?
That's right.
Oh, I know we don't allow in a man to find out the ingredients we use are mostly Thousand Island. I get so nervous around these things, my eyes go twitchy. But if you step up to these girls with something bad, well, we're gonna get bitchy.
Secret to our sauce.
Ooh.
The secret to our sauce.
Good God.
The secret to our sauce. It's gossip.
Yeah, cause it's G. Cause we're the girls, the smartest in the world.
Huh?
It's O. Like, oh my God, did you see what she said? And S, cause she's the one coming in with on a trip. And the rest is sip, sip, sip. That tea, you know we're gonna sip.
Cause the secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce. The secret to our sauce is gossip.
Sip, sip, bish.
I'm just excited. I'm excited to, you know, meet the ladies of the neighborhood.
Are you sure you're ready?
Linda, look, I've just been hanging out with just you for the last 2 weeks since I moved in. And, you know, you've told me some things about the ladies, and you know what? I'm just excited for them to meet me so I can make some new friends.
You haven't been to any of the gatherings on this cul-de-sac, have you? We've just hung out, so you don't know what Teresa and her minions are capable of.
Oh, how bad could they be?
Imagine the worst thing you've ever been through. The worst social disaster that's ever befallen you. She is worse.
I threw up on Barack Obama. So, I don't know how
I don't
Teresa...
mean to digress, but what were the circumstances?
Well, I was very nervous. You know, he's a very important person. I got an invite to the White House because of my American-made sheet company. You know my sheets.
Of course.
American sheets. And so I was very nervous. Michelle looked amazing. And I upjucked on Barack's shoes. Okay? That was the worst moment of my life. I highly doubt Teresa Lindbow and her band of minions could be worse than throwing up around Barack Obama.
Yes, yes, yes. You're so right. What could be worse than blowing some chunks on the leader of the free world? This could. This could. She can kill with words, destroy with looks. I went to one of her barbecues. I left screaming and crying. I'm not technically invited anymore. You can go if you want, but don't say I didn't warn you.
You're not going to be there? I thought you were going to be my buddy there.
I can't be your life preserver in this situation, girl.
Oh.
When you go there, you're going alone. These girls, these ladies, they're sharks, okay?
Sharks in the water, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're just a piece of chum floating around for them to bite.
I am a business owner. I'm a bad bitch. I'm not worried about them. Okay, so the sharks in the water, you're saying it's sink or swim. But I'm a baddest bitch in town, so you know I'm gonna win. I've got my lifeboat and you know I'll stay afloat. I started my own business and I have created a moat of emotions. A moat of emotions to keep all those little sharky bitches at bay.
Motions. A moat of emotions.
I can keep all those sharky women at bay.
Well, you don't know these ladies here. They're gonna bring you such hassle. They can swim right across that moat of emotions and storm your heart's castle. Don't you know they're gonna bite you? It's gonna be your fate. Those sharks will swim right across your moat and storm your gate.
I got a moat of emotions. I got a moat.
You got a moat of emotions.
With a boat or ocean. No, I've got a moat of emotions. Yes, I know I've created a lot of metaphors around water. But I'm going to this barbecue and none of that will matter. I am gonna walk right in and they are gonna love me. Because I am nice and likable. I am so charming, you'll see. I've got a moat.
A moat of emotions.
And I emote emotions.
I got a moat of emotions.
And I can keep those sharky women at bay.
I just hope you deal with gossip as well as you mix metaphors, girl.
Now don't freak out, Teresa. They didn't have the red solo cups at the 99 cent store, so I only got you I got you blue ones. But they should be fine for the barbecue. I mean, they're just cups, right?
Come closer.
Yes.
Come closer.
Yes.
Tell me that again.
I didn't get the red.
How dare you? You go to another store.
But I only have a limited budget, and the 99 cent stores are the cheapest in town.
At one of Teresa's barbecues. Do we? Have we ever?
No, Teresa Lindbow.
Thank you. Melissa St. Vincent. Yes. You've been my minion for only about a month now, is that correct?
Well, yes, ever since I was the new girl in town, but I'm not the new girl anymore. There's a newer girl.
Newer than you?
Yes, she's just moved in a couple weeks ago.
Huh, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, she's been hanging out with Linda. Huh. You know, the one that you're not allowed to the barbecues anymore?
No, she's not allowed officially anymore.
Well, I guess she's getting some tips from her then, hopefully.
Interesting. I see I have someone new to add to the burn book.
Oh, yes.
The list of people I want to literally burn at the stake.
Yes, yes. That's why they're called barbecues.
That's right. I'll be adding another one, as we know, this Sunday. And if all goes according to plan, we'll be burning a human being alive at that barbecue.
Yes, well.
That's the tradition of my barbecues.
Yeah, I mean, it's Labor Day, so.
I have a reputation to uphold. It's Labor Day. You're not wearing white, are you?
No.
Good. And right. No bold patterns either, Melissa.
Yes.
Something simple to blend in, or you'll be in the burn book yourself.
No, I'll be wearing my husband's ghillie suit.
Jesus, Melissa.
I won't blend. I'll totally blend in. You won't even see me.
But who is this new girl again?
She moved in around the corner. She's got her own business. She makes sheets that are American made. They're the only sheets for beds that are made in America.
Huh.
They're union made.
Really? She thinks she can just do that and move into the neighborhood, huh?
Can't anyone do that?
Well, she didn't check with me first. Sort of the matron of the block.
Go easy on her. She's new. I'll get you those red solo cups like you wanted.
You better. Come closer.
Yeah?
Come closer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh! Why did you slap me that time?
I'm the matron of the block. I'm the matron of the block. Your time's soon up. Tick-tock. With the matron of the block. This Sunday, we'll finally reveal someone who'll be burned. To their death, they'll never heal. I'll make sure someone I will kill. I'll finally put someone on open flames over the grill with me.
You're the matron on the block. Matron on the block.
Matron on the block.
Matron of the block. Matron on the block.
Matron of the block.
To the matron of the block.
Your time is soon up. Tick tock. Cause I'm the matron of the matron of the matron of the matron of the block.
Yeah, you scared me ever since I came to this neighborhood last year. And I walked around, I introduced myself to everybody here. And they said, hey, be careful of Teresa Limbo, don't you dare. Because if you cross her, don't get what she wants. You know she's gonna give you a real scare. Oh yeah, she'll take you, she'll tie you to a stake. Yeah, she's gonna burn ya. She's gonna tell you what she wants to tell you what to do. Oh yeah, you know she's gonna learn ya. Oh yeah, she's gonna hurt you at the monthly barbecue. Oh yeah, cause you know Teresa Limbo, she do what she's gonna do.
She's the matron of the block.
She's the matron on the block.
Matron of the matron of the matron of the block.
Matron of the block. Matron of the block.
Talking to the matron of the block. Give time, tune up. Oh, tick tock. Cause I'm the matron of the
matron of the matron of the matron of the block.
You know, if you want to move in here, oh, I better be good. If you haven't checked in with me to find if you're suitable for the neighborhood, I know who is suitable and who is just plain lame. And if I say so, you will be roasted in flames.
Cause you're the matron of the block. She's the matron of the block. Matron of the block.
Matron of the block.
Matron of the matron of the matron of the block. Talk about the matron of the block. Cause your time is up. Very soon, you know it's going a ticket and
talk.
Matron of the matron of the matron of the matron of the matron
of the block.
Ow! I'll get you those cups.
Come on, Linda.
No.
Come on. No, you are my plus one, okay?
Okay.
You're my plus one.
I'm doing this for you, all right? I'm doing this for you.
Thank you. And I'm doing this for you. I want to show you that you can... Women can have healthy relationships with each other.
Oh, are you on the guest list?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley.
And this is my plus one.
And don't mind me. I fell down the stairs into a doorknob. Anyway, Christy Brinkley...
Are you okay, honey?
No, I'm fine.
There's a hand-shaped welt on your face, babe.
Yeah. I fell into a stack of gloves that I was moving.
Sweetie.
Anyway, Christy Brinkley, yes, I have you right. You're the new girl.
Yes. I just moved around the corner on Elm in that 4-bedroom colonial. Have such a big place all to myself. I'm such a business owner. Anyway.
Wait, you're single?
Yeah.
Oh, you might not want to let that get around, especially to Teresa.
Why not?
Well, because any, you know, Linda.
Any single woman is considered a threat.
Well, anyway, here's your, I see your name. Go on in. Oh, and here's your two red solo cups that I had to drive to the other side of town.
Cool. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh. Hello. Sorry.
So cold. Her presence is like ice.
You sense the cold literally 15 seconds before I enter a room. Oh, Linda. Didn't know you were on the list this year.
Oh, Linda's my plus one. I'm Christy.
Christy, eh?
Yeah, hi.
Moved into the Elm Colonial, didn't you?
Yeah, that's me. Hmm. And you are?
Teresa.
Oh!
The owner of this house.
Oh, it's so good to finally meet you. I've been so looking forward to it. I love your red blazer.
Thank you. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I like the way that it's cut.
But I mean, what are you driving at? What game are you playing with me right now?
I love it.
Oh, you're a tricky one, I can already tell.
I'll you're figure funny. You out. Oh,
I know I'm not.
You are, though, and have you been exfoliating? I know that I haven't really seen you before, but your face just looks fresh.
Wow. I mean, my skin is almost always described as nearly dead, so it's strange you'd say that. I'll figure you out, I'm sure. Please, help yourself to some various tabbouleys that I have laid out.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
Oh, and try the punch that I made. Everyone, try the punch.
Yes. We'll be trying Melissa's punch now. It's her final act, potentially.
What?
We'll see if it's good, Melissa.
Slush, 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 slush. Here you go, Linda. See, look, I told you. Everything's fine.
I've never seen Teresa so disarmed before. You're just refusing to play her game.
Honestly, I'm being honest. That's a dope blazer.
Gosh, your guilelessness is somehow winning the day. Either that or you're the smartest damn chess master I've ever seen in a social interaction.
Hey, I'm a moat-building business owner.
Dang right.
All right, everyone. Time to try the punch.
So we're all going to be drinking this punch.
Together.
As a group. Drinking this punch.
Yes. Consider me your leader, telling you to drink the punch.
Okay. All right. And then it's got notes of cinnamon in it and also other ingredients that Teresa has asked me to put into it that she wouldn't explain to me what
they
are.
This is good, but I feel a little lightheaded. Oh, it's going to my head already.
Mm.
Is this in everyone's or just mine?
Enjoying it, Linda.
What are you talking about? Yes, very much so, but I...
Nature has a way of weeding out the weaker amongst us.
Go ahead. What was in this solo cup?
Melissa, did you use my special ingredients?
Yes, I did. Rufinol. And Ambien. And
cinnamon.
And cinnamon.
Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon.
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 I used Rufinol
and Ambien and cinnamon.
And
cinnamon.
Ingredients to make you go fast to sleep.
Whoa.
You're gonna fall backwards into a slumber, falling into it deep. Oh yeah, you're gonna get as much sleep as Teresa wants you to take. And now I drag you on this mattress over here, and I tie you up to this stake.
All thanks to cinnamon and Ambien and cinnamon and cinnamon and cinnamon.
Lots of cinnamon.
Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon and cinnamon and cinnamon.
I forgot to tell you exactly what happens at Teresa's barbecue. Somebody gets picked out at random and they gotta pay their neighborhood dues. You gotta bring things to the barbecue like burgers and buns and ice and chives and sodas and champagne flutes and a person for a human sacrifice.
Because of Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon and cinnamon and cinnamon.
Lots of cinnamon.
Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon and cinnamon. Say
cinnamon. Cinnamon was my idea.
When you come to Teresa's party, you have to pay your debt. I will make sure the people deserve and get what they get. And I know that these people, to live it would be a sin. And I know that Linda was recently single. And so now we begin with the sacrifice. Proven all an idiot and cinnamon. And cinnamon.
What?
And cinnamon.
What?
Proven all an idiot and cinnamon. And cinnamon.
What?
A stick of cinnamon.
What? Oh yeah, I got you tied in. Oh yeah, now Linda, you can strap in. And yeah, it looks like Melissa, I finally made punch happen. Oh yeah, new girl, I don't know what you're gonna do, but there's a hierarchy here. At the top, it's Teresa True. She uses Ruben, all an Emmy, and a cinnamon. And what?
And cinnamon.
What?
Cinnamon.
What?
Ruben, all an Emmy, and a cinnamon.
Ooh. With a trace of cinnamon.
Girl, I don't want to be too blurty, but I didn't drink the Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon because I'm on Whole 30. But I see what you're doing, and I see the cut of your jib. And I gotta say that as a powerful woman, I don't hate it.
Next time, Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon,
you'll what?
And cinnamon. And cinnamon,
help me.
Proven all an Emmy, and it's cinnamon. It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon.
I'm getting like
proven all an Emmy, and it's cinnamon.
I can't fight.
It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon. Proven all an Emmy, and it's cinnamon. Cinnamon. Go to sleep.
Teresa, can I talk to you?
Certainly.
Okay. So, Linda's sleeping. And that's fine for now.
For all times. For now.
You're so funny.
Look, I don't know where you're getting that from. I'm famously humorless.
I know, but there's something about that that's funny. You know what I mean? It's like the absence of funny makes you funny. I don't know. I love it. I love what you're doing. Anyway, look, you're a powerful woman. I'm a powerful woman. I don't think we need to sacrifice Linda.
We need to sacrifice someone.
Linda is an amazing follower. Why would you want to take her out of the equation?
Well, I suppose I thought that basically I was whittling down everyone until it was just a handful of people worshipping me.
Well, then...
Not to give away the goat.
I mean, let's be worshipped by men.
Did you mention men?
I mean...
Are you single?
I'm single. I love it. I hook up a bunch.
I bet you do.
I do. What, you don't?
Single women are a threat to me.
How? Why?
Because I'm a single woman, and there aren't enough men for the both of us.
Oh, come on. We don't have time for a relationship anyway. And you are too busy to be with somebody all the time.
I don't hold a traditional job. I don't know what you're getting at.
Hey, neither do I. Men with multiple partners are a blessing. They don't complicate our time so much.
You must think you've got it made in the shade.
I don't. I need help, just like you.
I don't need any help. I'm perfectly fine sitting in the house all day, walking the halls, taking a turn about the room.
How are you going to get Linda up on that stake, huh? You're going to need some help.
I'll lift her haunches myself.
I know. I know you could do it. You could do it. I could do it. But, it's just like, don't we want to make it easier? Don't we want to make it easier on ourselves, ladies?
Why are you being nice to me?
It's not about being nice, it's about being there for each other, you know? We don't have to be friends. We don't have to be lovers. We can just support each other.
I have no female friends.
And you might continue not to have any, but I'm not here to hate. You do what you do, and I'll do me. Maybe you like to set some fire. That's for you. I'm building my moats and some sheets too, but I'm here to support you, 'cause You're my sister.
What?
We don't need a but sometimes we'll hook up with a mister. I got you, I'm by your side. If you need to make a human sacrifice, but let's not make it another.
What you're saying, a hopeful world where I could be friends with you, another girl. It seems so silly, like milk that's spilled. I'm not used to anything outside of ritual kills, but you're here to support me.
Yeah,
you're saying that you're here to support me.
Yeah,
and we could hook up with multiple misters because we are each other's sisters.
We're each other's sisters. We're each other's sisters.
That could be all, though it makes my skin crawl. We're each other's sisters.
Sometimes your sisters are evil and rude, and sometimes they're sweet and kind, but they are still family.
You're here to support me.
Yeah.
You're here to support me.
Yeah.
To hook up with multiple misters because we're each other's sisters. Doing it for ourselves.
Well, just going on a walk by myself. As a former leader of the free world, I'm just going to walk around. Oh, what's it? Oh, there's a lady sleeping?
Oh. Sir.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Listen, as your Secret Service detail, you can't just walk into random houses, sir. Well, I appreciate the sentiment of wanting to reach out to your former constituency, but I can't.
Excuse
let
me,
happen.
Agent Matthews, but look over there. There is a woman sleeping. Tied up to a stake. Now, is that something that you can pass by as a security detail of the National Security Agency?
I suppose not. It is pretty suspicious, sir. All right, Mr. President, let's go have a look.
All right, I'd like you to go up to her and just gently slap her awake. Just pat her on the face until she's awake.
Just a light tap.
Light tap. Or use ether if you've got it.
Well, like all Secret Service men, I have a mason jar full of ether on me at all times.
Or actually,
wait, this will revive her, sir?
Smelling salts.
Smelling salts.
Smell salts.
Okay, I'll reach into my other mason jar here. Okay, here we are.
Yeah, wake her up. Now, Matt, calm down.
Oh, I must be dreaming. Oh, it's you.
Going to seem kind of strange
to you? Oh, the former President of the United States and Silver Fox, Barack Obama.
Well, thank you very much. But I want to know why you're sitting here asleep tied up to a stake.
Well, I barely remember. I took a sip of a wonderful punch, and then next thing I remember, everyone was dragging me towards this stake, saying I didn't have a choice, and then I just don't know. Well, I think there was something about not being able to lift my haunches up here.
Well, you're clearly in some distress. I'm going to have my agent here take you to safety. Now, just go ahead and follow me. We'll get into my presidential limo. I still got one. We'll take you to somewhere, get you cleaned up, get you safe. Get away from whoever's tormenting you here.
I can tell you exactly who's tormenting me here.
Who?
Tormenting everyone. The Teresa. The woman who lives here. She's evil through and through. Oh, she was going to sacrifice me. Going to kill me.
Wait, burn me.
Teresa
Limbo. Well, she's one of my biggest donors in the area.
Donors?
Yeah, she hosted a campaign event for me around my last re-election. In fact, we had the most wonderful barbecue here. Couldn't quite place what the meat was, but it was very tasty.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Putting the final touches on today's steaks. Yes, a little bit of Beverly. A little bit of Monica. She's been on my mind. And now she's in my meat. What's going on outside?
Well, like I'm saying, we'll get you to safety. Just come with me.
Is that... It couldn't be.
It's Barack Obama! And Agent Matthews. That guy's a dick.
You know them?
Yeah! Agent Matthews tried to clean me up after that puke... Oh, I didn't tell you.
No.
Puked on Barack Obama
one
time when I was at the White House.
Oh, I know him very well. I've hosted many dinners for him.
Well, Agent... He's nice. He's great. Nobody's saying anything about that. But Agent Matthews, what a dick. He has to touch my hair. And I was like, you can't do that.
Well, Agent Matthews, I'm going to leave you here. Just get this lady tied up. I've got an important meeting with Michelle to talk over getting kids to eat vegetables.
By the way...
Of course, Mr. President.
And by the way, Matthews, don't be a dick like you've been in the past.
Duh. I'm sorry. I realize I stepped way outside the box many times.
Don't do
life.
Anything to antagonize these women like you have before, and that I have clearly ignored.
Yeah. Goodbye. Thank you, sir. It's too... Maybe not to your credit that you've kept me on, but I promise that I'll do a better job.
All right.
Listen, ma'am, we're going to get you to safety, all right? As long as we can get you off this property. Okay, please, just get me out of here.
You know what else? He is not nice to dogs.
Agent Matthews.
Yeah.
Oh, that's inhumane.
Yeah, I know. There's a laundry list of things.
By the way, Christy.
Huh?
You didn't hear me or see anything going on in the kitchen, did you?
You're just making steaks.
That's what you heard, right?
Yeah, you're just like singing Mambo Number 5, making some steaks.
Indeed. That's exactly what I was doing. Anyway, bring the corpse of Linda in here.
Oh, a dog. Man's so-called best friend. No friend to me. Beat it, Rover. I'm trying to do my job here.
Wait a minute. Where the hell is Linda? Linda, you're awake.
Yes, that's right. And the law is here. A very specific branch of the law. That's right. The Secret Service. Teresa. The jig is up. He knows everything. Soon the police will be swarming over this place. We're going to find out every dirty little secret that you're up to. Ostracizing, but murder. Cold-blooded murder.
Huh. Well, there's no evidence of murder here. All you see is some simple barbecue fun.
Well, maybe I better take a look around, all
Teresa,
right?
Teresa, I just found your prized dog. It's been kicked in the face. Huh. It's me, Melissa.
Melissa, who did this?
I don't know, but there's a size 13 boot print on
this. I admit it. I did it. I didn't like the way he was sniffing around me.
What? Why would you do that? It's a beloved corgi. It's so beautiful.
This goes against, I'm sure, everything that you think is sacred. But I hate those little beasts.
What? They're the most beautiful breed of all.
Listen up, lady. I'm going to take you in, all right? Come along. We're going to do this the easy way or the hard way. Do I have to ether you?
Whoa, that mason jar is huge!
I only do things the hard way. Give me your worst, Matthews.
Well, this should be no trouble at all. Just come here next to this cloth that I'm soaking in ether.
And while you do that, have a little punch, won't you, Matthews?
Yeah, I might as well wet my whistle for this harmless lady punch. Oh, God!
No. Ambien. Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon.
I know those three tastes from my training. It's Rufinol and Ambien and cinnamon.
He's out!
Well, Teresa, I was going to have this guy take you for murder, but he kicked a corgi, and that is unforgivable in my book. I overheard your conversation and dimly through the hypnagogic drug state that I was in tied to that stake. And maybe we have been tearing each other down too much. Maybe we should all just support each other. And if supporting each other means killing this asshole, then I'm all for it.
Well, I don't know if that's the right idea, but... I slipped and spilled all this barbecue sauce all over him. Oh, no, oh, look how it adheres to his skin.
We could actually come together on this, ladies.
I am hungry.
I have been killing only women so far. I think that was obvious, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We could kill this man.
Are you saying to make men the victims?
I think we could make men the victims.
Interesting. Are they victims, or are they just stepping stones on our way to success?
That too. too. That too, Christy.
I mean, we're literally gonna eat him, right? That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're just gonna turn this man into energy so that we can keep going and keep supporting each other.
That's right.
That's right, because, dang it, we gotta support each other, because
the secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce is sisterhood. The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce is sisterhood.
We've made some good decisions, right and good. And we learned that there's things that are important to me, like sisterhood. And we know that my practices of killing people, well, it's kind of neat. But I might as well turn it around and be a different kind of demon barber on Fleet Street.
The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. Sisterhood.
Share a piece of the crown. So we're gonna take this guy right here and eat him up the best that we can. Don't ask for the secret to the sauce, but there's a dash of secret service, man.
The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce.
A sheet to wrap up his bones.
An American sheet.
Look, there goes Obama.
He's flying.
You just heard the opening and sadly the closing night of Mean Grills. Thank you to Leslie Simons for the suggestion. The Baby Wants Candy podcast is a co-production of Baby Wants Candy and Invisible Treats. Executive producers Emily DeReese and Chris Grace. Assistant producer Patrick Paulson. We are live every Friday in Los Angeles, every Saturday in Chicago, and every night in your hearts. We'll see you next week. And in the meantime, remember that
the secret to the sauce. The secret to the sauce. The secret to